At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Hey, welcome to the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. There's Charlie.
Hello there.
And there's Maddie.
I'm here, right here.
So this lady... be sure that you subscribe and you like and all that stuff. This is podcast number 78, by the way. Woo-hoo. 78, just like my favorite kind of records.
Really?
Yeah.
78. I've never had a 78.
Okay, that's even before our time. We had 33s and 45s.
I love them. They're breakable,
not
too. So if you don't like that song, you can shatter it on a 78. So this lady, was it Holly Springs? She was backing out of a spot at Target. And somehow managed to over-accelerate to the point that she drove her car not into the giant red ball, but onto it.
Oh, my gosh.
I've seen that, though, before, in the sense where I saw a guy had gotten his truck stuck up on one of those giant concrete poles in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And
you saw that in real life?
No, it was on the internet.
Oh, well, you know, you can do anything on the internet, man.
But I think that if you hit something like that hard enough, for some reason your car wants to go up on it or over it.
It's got to be certain cars, though.
I mean, how do you back out that quickly?
Well,
that
she
you
was
rammed up on top of that ball.
She was arrested for driving while impaired in the parking lot
at 3 o'clock
in the afternoon the other day. So
as one does.
She's having a rough day.
She had a lot going on.
But
you
it's
know?
Like, do you ever have that moment, like, I mean, we've all been in accidents where you have that moment when once you've had the collision, you're like, oh no. And then you get out of the car and you're like, can I fix this? And like, I had one time where my tire was hanging off and I'm like, do you think it's okay? Like, you think she got out and it was, well, first of all, as it's teetering.
You think about, can you fix this? I think about, who am I going to call?
I think about, will they tuttle it so I can get a new car?
Oh, but that's always sad. You know, I get so attached to my cars.
Yeah, my one car that I actually totaled, I was planning to keep it just a little bit longer. And so, we'd had a good run. So I was a bit sad when I had to let her go.
God, I hadn't been in an accident in so long, knocking on wood real hard, man.
Get that out of the way.
It's been a long time. The craziest one, I think, I was going to get my grandmother at the airport one time. And got to the end of this long road, RDU Airport. I was going the back way.
Yeah.
And this lady rear-ended me as I was turning.
Mm-hmm.
And I get out of the car, and she's clearly drunk.
Oh.
Like slurring, and I could smell it from where I was.
Oh, no.
I was like, you know what? Maybe we should just go and get out of here.
Really?
You let her go?
Yeah.
Was your car banged up real bad, or was it?
Nah. It was like an Isuzu iMark, man.
Indestructible?
No, piece of crap. It didn't matter.
Well, in the one sense, I think that was, you know, kind of you to not get her arrested. In the other sense, she probably should have been arrested.
Well, yeah, but I was on a task. You know, I had somewhere to be, and I didn't want to fool with all that.
Grandma was waiting.
Same thing as when the girl backed into me at the shopping center in D.C., It was like, this is going to take too long. And you're kind of hot.
I was going to say, wasn't she hot, though?
Yeah. You get on out of here. You got things to do.
Don't I got rear-ended by like four cars in D.C. one time, and I was late for work. And the cops were like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, can I just get out of here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. I got rear-ended by a dump truck in D.C. one time.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. He apparently didn't see me. I was taking a right, and he didn't see me. And I saw him barreling down the hill. I was like, gee whiz. It would suck to get hit by a dump truck. And then he smashed into me.
And you did.
And knocked the car out of gear. I don't know how. And I didn't know what to do. So it's like he's pushing me into oncoming traffic. You know, he still doesn't know that he's hit me. And I'm like laying.
Was he drunk?
I don't know. I'm laying on the horn and I'm screaming. And I just know that's it, you know. Dump truck hits me from behind, pushes me into oncoming traffic.
Well,
I'm going to be on the
movie,
news.
Movie, you're going to get hit by 4,000 cars and die.
Right. So finally get over to the side of the road. The guy jumps out. I immediately call 911. And when the cop gets there, he's so nonchalant about it. He's like, well, they call these accidents for a reason.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like he tried to kill me.
A dump truck just tried to push me into oncoming traffic. And you're like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. And then the dude was like, well, I don't know. I think your car was already damaged. I'm like, dude, you hit me with a dump truck.
Yeah.
Oh, it you're right. I didn't have a trunk. It was pushed into my rear seat.
I'll never forget the truck. It had totally bumping written on the back of it.
Oh, classy.
Do you ever do this thing? I was, you know, with the kids starting to drive. I teach them this, too, like, beware of other drivers, but more importantly, beware of other drivers whose cars look like they've been in 46 accidents.
Yes, oh, they don't care.
They do not care.
Yeah. If you see a car that is held together with dreams and duct tape,
yes,
like
avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, because that car,
dude, that's
he's
like,
got nothing to lose.
It's like that iMark I had, that awful Isuzu iMark. It had been a flood car, and the dye from the carpets used to get on everything, on my khakis and on my shoes. Yeah.
It was perpetually wet.
Oh, it's just awful. It's just the worst. And, you know, as it went, I tore both bumpers off of it, driving it through open fields and stuff like that. And
yeah, because you did not care.
Yeah, blew the engine up one time, and it was clicking real loud, but I had to be somewhere.
Which is way
so
more important.
Blew the engine up and then had to put a new engine in that piece of crap. And that cost more than the car was worth by a long, long, long shot.
That's the worst.
So Charlie said something the other day, which still shocks me. Mm. You don't think that you've seen any movie 10 times or more?
No, I really don't.
That's wild. Not even Grease?
That would probably be the closest. Are we talking seen a piece of it or the entire movie?
Seen a movie. What movie have you seen 10 times? Because I can name a bunch of them.
I don't. Okay, so here's the thing. I am not a movie person. I don't sit. Committing 2 hours of my life is a big thing.
Yeah, I get it.
So I watch way more TV than I do actual movies. And I mean, there's a lot of movies. I didn't see The Goonies in its entirety until just a few years ago.
Yeah, well.
You know, it's movies aren't really my thing. So therefore, I don't sit there and watch them over and over and over again either. I don't think I have.
What's the one you think of seen 10 times right off the top of your head?
Top of my head, True Romance.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched that movie 8,000 times over. I also was on a Good Will Hunting kick for a while.
Really?
Like, that was my bedtime movie for some reason.
It's because you can relate to them and their accents.
Oh, I love those apples.
Right. So what, you would just put it on like every night instead of watching something new, you'd put that on?
Yeah. Because, I mean, part of my mentality was I've seen this so many times that I can just check
you
out.
And fall asleep.
And I like to have noise. But yeah, there's a couple other movies that I've seen.
Oh, man. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the most recent one. I'm at 15 times on that one now. Grease, definitely. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, definitely. All of the old Planet of the Apes, more than 10 times. All of the Clint Eastwood Westerns, 20 times. You know?
I think that I've sat through various Marvel movies. I'm trying to think if there's one of them that I've watched more than 10 times. I feel like the original Iron Man I might have watched now. Like, that's one where I still get a kick out of.
Really?
So Sweet Home Alabama is one that I've probably seen.
Is that the Reese Witherspoon one?
Yeah, like maybe five times.
You got a baby
times.
In a bar?
Yeah. You got a baby.
Never saw that one.
In a bar. Oh, it's great.
What's like the worst one that you've watched a lot of times? Mine would be Dude, Where's My Car? I've probably seen that one 7, 8, 10 times.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know if there is one that I would say is like the worst.
Like Bill and Ted's. Every time that's on, I've got the first one, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yo, I've got to stop on that.
You couldn't pay me to watch the newest one again.
It's not good. I'm so sad about that because I really wanted to see it.
And no, it was so sad.
Pink Floyd the Wall, probably saw that 100 times.
Oh my word.
Back in the day.
Never seen it.
Every time was for the first time.
Oh. Once Upon a Time in America is a good one. That's the not American Tale. Once Upon a Time in America is Robert De Niro, James Woods. I can't remember who else is in it, but it's a mafia epic. They start out as children, and it follows them through their life.
God, you know, surprisingly enough, I've watched Seven and Silence of the Lambs multiple times.
Oh, yeah, you
Seven
are.
Seven was just on the other day, and I was like, stop, so we've got to watch it.
So am I doing something wrong on DoorDash? You guys do DoorDash?
I did it the other day.
I've never done it.
Well, I didn't want to do it because I don't like signing up for stuff. You know?
Yeah.
I told you guys that. That's why I didn't finish with, TikTok. Because there's too much. I don't want to give them any more info.
It's already out there.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So I'm doing DoorDash because the Birra Tacos over at Poblano... usually you can go right to their website and you can order that and DoorDash facilitates, but this day they weren't delivering. And I'm like, what is going on here? Why is the whole world trying to kill me? So I went to DoorDash itself, had to sign up like a sucker, then went and filled out my order and found another Mexican place that had the Birra Tacos, which are brilliant, by the way, if you hadn't had them. Mm-mm. It's basically brisket and cheese and a dipping like au jus.
Yeah, when you get the cheese.
Don't be like that. So I ordered, got the Birra Tacos, got the order all together, and then I clicked to pay, and it says, sorry, we don't deliver to your area. And I was like, you could have told me that in the first place.
Well, how is that possible? Because you're right in the middle of...
I know.
Wait, like, where was the restaurant you were trying to get an order from? California?
I don't know.
Probably.
I really don't know. That's why
I would love to know what restaurant you signed up for already. Like, this way, it sounds great.
Let's see. Here's a Mexican restaurant.
Hey, it's in Mexico.
Huachitoto.
I bet this is really authentic.
It sure has taken a while.
Your food will be here in 4 days.
Hey, that's not bad. At least it's not coming from China, you know? You get your Chinese food from China.
Six months. Yeah. As long as it's not the Chinese New Year, then it will be 8.
So I'm going to the eye doctor today.
Finally. Have you ever been?
When I moved here 15 plus years ago, I went to get my driver's license changed from Virginia to North Carolina, and I had to do the whole thing, you know, the eye test and everything. So I can't see anything out of the right side of my head. And the lady goes, well, you know, you got to go get glasses. You're going to be restricted. You got to go get glasses right now. So I was like, damn it. All right. Went to Four Seasons Mall, spent $300 and most of the day getting glasses. Went back to the driver's license office, and the lady, I said, yeah, I was in here earlier. I had to go get, the lady told me I had to get glasses or I couldn't get my driver's license. She says, nuh-uh, honey. People with one eye get a driver's license, you're fine.
Well, that just goes to show that it depends who you get.
Right?
You either Stickler LaRue, you know, who loves the rules, or...
But, so yes, that was the last time I went to the eye doctor, 15 years
ago.
But
that was when your good eye was still good.
Yeah, before I started wearing Dollar Tree readers.
So now it's starting to fade, and you feel like you need to go to the real eye doctor.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm going to do about it, you know?
Tell Maddie what you told me about why you think you need to go to the eye doctor.
Oh.
What prompted this?
Oh, I can't see faces on my little bitty TV anymore sometimes.
That's what made him. Reading, driving, none of that matters. It's that he can't see the characters on Bonanza.
Yeah.
Which one is curly?
No, but
is that Festus or Ruth?
I've done all the reading I need to do. The places that I drive to, I know by heart.
You don't drive at night.
Yeah, I don't drive at night. I try not to.
What I love is that, you know, God love our company, is that we actually have vision insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, do you pay for that?
Yeah.
Well, so again.
So you've paid for it all these years, but you've never used it?
No, I signed up the first time last year, so I only wasted 1 year.
Okay.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's not like it's not hard. You just go in, you get an eye test, and then they're like, here, look at these.
God, I don't know,
and then
man.
You get like a free pair of frames.
I'm so nervous.
So what they'll do is they'll sit there and they'll tell you, you know, does this one look better? Does this one look better?
I hate that.
But My old eye doctor, she's moved away now, but she had the most soothing voice, and she would say, is it one or two? One or two?
Okay, I like her.
A or B?
I'll probably have a bad breath, old dude.
And they also like dim the lights in the room. So yeah, you're almost falling asleep the whole time. It's like being hypnotized.
You could do the glaucoma test where they puff air in your eye.
Oh yeah, they'll do that probably.
Well, what about the thing where they make your eyes all blurry and you can't drive?
Where they dilate them?
Yeah, do they do that every time?
No. Not every time. They'll tell you it in like heads up. But if they do it, sometimes you can get their cool disposable sunglasses, which are like a visor thing for your eye. You look real neat.
I thought the puff of air. Oh wait, no. It's a there's a scanner thing you've got to do that replaces the dilation.
Oh really?
Yeah. I mean, I think it might cost a little more or something, but it replaces so that you can do that instead of it. Like takes a picture of the back of your eye.
You gotta
scans by with this bright light.
You gotta ask to get dilated. That's part of the fun, man. It freaks you out. You're like,
I remember that.
He doesn't have anybody to drive him home.
He'll be fine. He knows where he's going. He just said that.
Yeah, I've memorized all of my routes.
He can't see as it is.
Yeah, I go one way because I know it. Don't change anything. Damn it.
Don't have road construction.
Oh my God. What will I do?
Yeah, but I mean, it might be neat. I can't wait to see you come in with like a pair of glasses and one lens is like thin because they're like, why bother? And the other one is like a Coke bottle.
Well, that's the way they used to be when I used to wear glasses.
Glasses will be cheaper for you because you only have to buy one lens.
I say you get a monocle.
That would be great.
Have you ever thought about the monocle? Like, hear me out.
Okay.
So the idea is that I have to like, in order to wear my monocle, I have to sit there and squint. You have to like squint your eye to hold it in place.
Squeeze it.
No. Is that how they worked?
No, I mean, it depends. If it doesn't fit, you have to do that. But I mean, look at Colonel Klink. His just sits in there.
Look at Mr. Peanut.
Where?
Yeah. It just hangs on.
Okay, I love the two examples.
Yeah.
The Monopoly guy has no problems.
Yeah. And Colonel Klink. I mean, your hero.
I know nothing.
That's Schultz.
Look, you know what he says.
Come on, man. Colonel Klink was the one that said, Hogan! That was his thing.
Are we really arguing about Hogan's heroes right now?
Schultz was the I know nothing. Come on, man.
Hogan was saying, can you sign this release? I want to film you.
Oh, poor Hogan. Poor Hogan.
Oh, Hogan. Oh.
Jeez.
He had some other heroes.
Speaking of that. This is crazy.
Oh, boy.
Did you tell me that the Louvre is suing Pornhub?
No, Pornhub. Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is the Louvre. That's it.
So the Louvre and other museums are suing Pornhub because Pornhub has decided to start a series of movies where they did adult recreations of famous paintings.
I can't think of a famous painting where that would go anywhere.
All right. So think of it this way. They could do the... I think the example was the Mona Lisa.
Why has she got that sly little smile on her face?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And there's some other ones, but it's like, anytime there would be some sort of like naked model in the painting. So what they're doing is getting adult stars to recreate the overall scene and then it carries on. I think that this is great. The adult industry is really innovating.
Art.
They're getting kind of highbrow up in there.
Well, I mean, it was all about the parodies. But now, I mean, why not parody the finest works of art? This is amazing.
Wow, you sound like a connoisseur of this website.
To be honest, I haven't gotten a chance to open an incognito browser yet.
He sounds a little too excited about this whole thing.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I mean,
I do.
I think it's hilarious that they're like... That someone's sitting around in their porn boardroom and like, what do we do now?
Okay, we've run out of movies to make fun of. What can we do now?
Yeah, we can't do another Batman parody or Star Trek parody.
We've delivered so many pizzas.
God, you know what I love? Yeah. There's only so many pipes you can...
And the painting that keeps coming into my mind, I'm trying to think, like, what's a work of art that they could jump off and do that with? And the only painting I can picture in my mind... is George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Well,
I'm picturing the scream.
Oh God. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what they're screaming about. God.
Whistler's mother.
American Gothic.
Oh God.
With the two old people in the pitchfork.
Oh, you know they're using that one.
oh, there was another Rembrandt where it's like a lady laying down in a field looking up at a farmhouse. And I'm like, oh, what? I wonder what's in that farmhouse.
Or, You're about to find out.
The one with all those people hanging out on the bank of the river with their little straw hats.
Oh, yeah, what they're all naked.
What is that one? You know what I'm talking about. That little.
Is that a Monet?
It is.
Look at us.
Now it's a Monet.
Hey, look, I took an art history class.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you doing with it? How'd that go?
Apparently, trying to figure out how it translates to porn.
He's finally found a use for it.
Hooray! There is money in art history.
God.
That is one of those things where it's like, when you read a story, you're like, this is amazing that someone thought, like someone sitting around, this was somebody's job.
Yeah, how does their brain work?
But what are you going to do to help free Britney? That's what I want to know. What are you going to do? How are you going to help Britney, you two?
I am going to put on her music and dance around my room.
All right.
I mean, that's what she does.
All right, I guess that'll help. What about you? How are you going to help free Britney right now?
I'll be checking out the webcam I've got in Charlie's house of her dancing around to Britney.
There's no webcam.
Look, man, I think it's messed up. And when you think about all the stuff, when you hear her, yeah, do you think that she might have gone, you know, or had some issues? Yes. Do I think that any of these child stars are going to have issues? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the fact, this whole thing... Her dad sounds like he is.
He's
awful,
a monster.
But I think he's always been awful.
Do you think he really is, though? I mean,
yeah,
what are you going to do?
I think,
you know, maybe it started out just kind of this whole stage mom kind of thing with, you know, getting the kids into the Mickey Mouse Club and whatever. But once he saw the dollar signs, yeah, he totally pushed and controlled. And
you nailed it. I think it's that the whole reason this started. Was because he's like, I can't allow her to go off the rails and spend all of her money there, you know, i.e. my money.
Right.
Like, she's my cash cow.
You guys, yeah. That's fairly short-sighted when you think about what kind of shape she was in, you know, when she was beating cars with golf clubs and shaving her head.
Umbrella. She was under much pressure to perform and be Britney Spears and be perfect and cute and happy and smiley all the time, and she lost it.
Yeah, it is tough. It's tough to be that way all the time.
I know. Like, I mean, I can't believe that you guys have. I don't have a conservative shit.
This is why y'all keep umbrellas away from me.
Well,
door stabby over there.
But look at her at that point. You know, she was in danger. Obviously, she couldn't, you know, take care of herself appropriately if she was acting like that. So I think it came from a place of concern. I don't think it was, oh, my money train. Oh my God, I've got to take all the power away from my child because that's where all my money comes from.
I don't think that it came fully from a place of concern. I believe that he already was controlling, extremely controlling, and other people, performers who have worked with Britney will back that up.
Huh.
But then also it was, you know, we've got to do something. But he took over all of it because he was the one that was in charge and controlling, and ultimately he's the one who was going to benefit from it.
I'd love for somebody to take over and make all my decisions for me. Are you kidding? I'd love that.
You think that until they tell you you have to wear an IUD the rest of your life.
I've got tons of those.
Yeah.
See, okay.
Lithium.
Yeah, no, I think it comes down to, all right, I'm now in control of you and your finances and your life. Okay. That means you can no longer have access to eBay or any of your auction sites.
Yeah, that's all right. I've got enough stuff. I've been trying to taper off on that anyway. Okay, what else you got?
I control your DVD collection / what channels are on in your house.
Yeah.
The food you eat, I'm going to make it so that you have to actually eat more than chicken salad every day.
Well, this would be nice.
Eat real meals all day, every day.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
All steamed kale.
That's all right. See, all of this, if I don't have to make the decisions, they're made for me.
I'm going to make it so that you cannot converse on your Three Stooges sites because I feel those people are a bad influence on you.
Well, I've had a good time with those guys. Uh-huh. I'm cool. Uh-huh.
You cannot date at all.
All right.
Ever.
All right.
No. Really?
You had a good run.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that anyway.
I need some alone time.
Henceforth.
We're going to control what hours you come to work and what hours you leave work.
See, that way I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Oh, really? Because you really like to sneak out in the middle of the day.
How dare you?
We're replacing your current car with a nice Kia Sorento.
I don't know about that one. Yeah, all right.
Sure.
Do you know, though, at one point, not too long ago, Brittany was worth over $300 million, and now her estate is $60 million, and she was making something like, they were giving her an allowance mm-hmm. off of her money. It was like, what, $4,000 a week or something like that? Which, to me, that's a lot of, I would love that.
Yeah, I'd live very comfortably off of that.
Yeah, but if you were making $300 million,
right.
that seems ridiculous. But, you know, okay. Part of me is like, okay, well, that's not a bad idea because then you don't blow your money on dumb stuff. Like, I bought six Tigers.
Oh, and the other thing was she was making, I might be making these numbers up, but it was something like $4,000 a week was Brittany's income from mm-hmm. her allowance. The attorney that they had appointed to her was making over $5,000 a week.
Right. So how is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah. It's her money.
Right. And how much is her dad making?
20,000.
Well, who knows? Well, I mean, look at all the money they blew through. If it was 300 and now it's 60, something ain't right. That math doesn't work.
Also, yeah. I'm like, is she still generating or could she still generate the same? Like,
she,
I get it. Like, the nostalgia factor at this point. But, I mean, the music that she might have put out more recently is not.
I mean, her music still gets played. She's still getting, you know, royalties and all that off of her songs. But she's also, when she did that, her residency in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
She made a ton off of that.
Yeah. I love Toxic. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Toxic's my favorite Britney song. What's yours?
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, bruh, come on, man. That's old, bruh. That's when I met her. She was like 16 and she was working that record and she came in and the first thing she did was immediately, we had a scale, like a bathroom scale in the studio. First thing she did was walked in and got on the scale and checked her weight.
Oh, right. And that is part of how she's been controlled. There's your evidence right there.
Yeah. Gee, I can't understand why she didn't have a healthy, normal growing up in
why she's early losing her mind.
I'm just saying, I think that the dad is being made a villain, and I don't know if he's really as bad as you guys think he is.
I think that he's been preying on his child for many years.
Well, if my kids started making millions of dollars, you know what?
You haven't tried hard enough, apparently.
I'm not controlling enough.
That's a good point.
Yeah. What you going to do now? I mean, yours is already almost driving and stuff.
I know. I really have missed the window on this one. She's about to get away from me.
Yeah. And then you won't be able to use her talents.
Sean, you're the one in this room that had the best opportunity to have a famous child because your daughter... She used to sing and perform and
she won't do
dance
it anymore.
And all that. Well, if you'd have kept on her.
Yeah.
You didn't harass her enough.
You did not do your job, stage dad.
Maybe I could retroactively harass and coerce her into being a showbiz kid.
Oh, I like the idea of, I'm making up for a lot of times that I didn't do it. So here, hold still for a second.
We're going to dance class.
Yeah, she used to get up in front of any group and sing anything. And then... She told me what happened. She was singing a solo at church, and she realized, wait a minute, everybody out there is looking at me.
Just one day dawned on her?
Yep, one day, and then she hasn't done it again since.
That's crazy.
Isn't that awful?
See, my kid's crazy self-conscious.
Yeah.
So, she doesn't you know, of course, I'm the opposite, and that makes her even more uncomfortable because I'm like,
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, kids.
With your 4th of July onesie on.
Oh, I got her good with that. She was with all her friends and
gosh, how embarrassing.
I was like, hey, honey, come on. The car's right here.
I was embarrassed for you.
Get out and stand by it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The fanny pack really set it off, too.
That was a nice fanny pack.
Did you have a gun in it?
No, but that's like the new hot new trend, apparently, is stashing your gun in your fanny pack.
That's in case anybody says anything about your fanny pack.
That's true.
Right. What'd you say? Yeah, I mean, I always wonder what's going on with a fanny pack. Like, what's so important?
What is in there?
Well, when I was wearing my romper, it was nice because I had my wallet and my keys and my phone And I asked if anybody had any chapstick to put in it because I felt like that was a necessary set. Like that should be something in there.
Yeah.
But you could keep Kim candy. And.
But lots of people who don't wear rompers still wear fanny packs.
That's true.
I know. Well, you had a reason because you didn't have good pockets.
But now my reason is maybe I don't have to use these pockets anymore. Like.
It would be good.
Like, I don't wear my wallet in my my back pocket anymore because it was hurting my back.
Yeah.
So now it's in the front, but now I got a weird bulge.
Your big fat wallet gave you back problems.
Yeah,
look, man. Don't get it twisted. My little tiny nothing in it wallet gives me back problems.
But
my point is that if I had a fanny pack, like, I wouldn't have to have, like, I could have some clean pant lines.
I would love to have a purse, you know, honestly, real talk.
Y'all can look like you're super New York stylish and carry a merce.
But I would lose it.
Cross-sack.
That's the whole thing. The fanny pack works because it's on there. It's strapped to you.
Why would you lose it?
I lose everything.
The only time I've ever lost a purse was when it got stolen.
When I used to wear sunglasses, I used to buy expensive Ray-Ban, the black aviators.
Yeah.
And I would regularly leave them anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a one little thing. When you have a purse, you don't leave it because all your stuff's in it.
What about one of those, like the messenger bag?
I like those. Yeah, that's what I mean,
like,
by the merce.
There was one. Oh, it was so cool. I was so envious of it. It had like a car seatbelt as the thing.
Oh, neat.
That's cool.
So rad.
Hipster Joe, you need
it
that.
It was.
Yeah.
Was it crocheted?
No. But it looked like an old school GM like buckle. It was cool.
Very nice. Yeah, I want a purse because like I've been accused of wearing circus ringleader pants because my pockets are so full that they just poke out on both sides.
I mean, and the way you dress, so preppy, you could totally carry a messenger bag and it wouldn't look odd at all.
And leave it the first place I go.
No, you won't put your keys in it and then you can't leave it because you need your keys.
And then I don't have my keys.
Right, but then you have to go back and get it.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'd love to have a purse, but I know that I won't treat it right.
Well, we'll start you off with one of those ones by the side of the road.
You don't deserve a purse.
Oh, you know what's in those purses you find by the side of the road.
Well, that'll teach you.
It's either
old underwear.
Or
snakes.
Yes. Very good. You guys are smart.
Or snakes wearing underwear.
That's the only two things it could possibly be.
Snake underwear. Yeah. Oh, but God, we used to stop and check everything, man. That's how we found the underwear purse. Was stopping to say, oh my God, there's a purse that's probably full of money. Let's stop and look. And old drawers in
there. They had to throw it out the window because they were being chased by the cop.
Have you ever stopped?
Those underwear off and put them in this purse now.
Have you ever seen a hat on the side of the road and stopped to get it?
No.
I think I've done that before.
Did you? Did you keep it?
That's
why your hair fell out.
I didn't know. No. You know what it was? It wasn't a baseball hat. It was like a work hat, like a hard hat.
I'm still always mesmerized by the one shoe by the side of the road.
It's like, I know.
What happened?
Somebody's angry is where that happens. Like, oh yeah, give me that one shoe, and they throw it out the window.
Or was there an accident there?
I don't want to think that.
What?
That there was an accident and somebody lost their shoe.
Yeah, because you know the shoe fly off.
No, you would.
What cartoon accidents are you in? Hey, my shoes!
I think it's necessary.
That's only when you get hit by a train.
Whenever you get hit hard enough, a shoe falls off.
Right, yeah. By a train.
Well, officer, she run into me and my shoes come off.
I wonder if that lady who hit the Target ball, if her shoes popped off.
I doubt she was wearing
shoes. She didn't have no shoes.
She didn't have pants on either. That's why she's at Target. I don't have any good pants.
Well, that's it. Number 78 in the Simon Says podcast. Oh, my God. They go by quick, don't they? I hope.
Yep.
And we hope that maybe we'll do another one next week. Final thought, Charlie.
When you're going in reverse, don't go so fast that you land on top of the Target ball.
There you go. Good advice. What about you?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go study my art history now in my office. With my door
to get
shut.
Ready.
Yeah. Everyone leave me alone.
All right. I don't want to know what's in your fanny pack. Be fabulous. Next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. This is a Get Up Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.